Edinburgh school tour works best when the city becomes a connected learning experience, not a checklist of attractions. You move from the story of power at Edinburgh Castle through the medieval streets of the Royal Mile and into science, industry and natural history at the National Museum of Scotland. That makes the city useful for history, English, politics, geography, architecture and STEM within a compact area. The castle is usually the anchor, but it should also be the first booking decision. School tickets can sell out well ahead of busy dates, and you should allow at least 2 hours inside. Large coaches cannot approach the entrance directly, so drop-off, parking and the uphill walk must be built into the schedule. This is where organisation matters. A late arrival at the bottom of the hill can quickly become a missed admission slot at the top. The Royal Mile looks easy on a map. In practice, steep gradients, cobbles, crowds and rain slow a group far more than distance suggests. You need realistic walking times, clear regrouping points and a plan for pupils with different mobility or sensory needs. Waterproof outerwear is essential, and teachers should carry offline passenger lists, emergency contacts, booking details and coach instructions, rather than relying entirely on mobile access. The National Museum of Scotland is one of the strongest value stops. General admission is free. The collections cover science, design, technology, history, and the natural world. And the indoor setting protects the programme when the weather turns. Overseas schools should follow the school visit process in advance, especially when requesting lunch space. The museum opens daily from 10 until 5, so it fits naturally after a morning castle visit without another coach transfer. For a stronger STEM day, Dynamic Earth gives you around 90 minutes of earth science, climate and planetary change, including a planetarium element. It is wheelchair accessible and offers sensory support and workshop adjustments. Nearby, the Scottish Parliament adds a civics dimension. Pairing the two reduces transport time and gives you a balanced day of science and politics. Travel from Ireland is where the programme either settles into place or begins to unravel. The Belfast to Cairnryan crossing takes roughly 2 hours and 15 minutes, but the real calculation is door to door. Include collection time, ferry check-in, the road journey to Edinburgh, meal stops, driver hours and pupil energy on arrival. Avoid the most demanding visit immediately after the travel day. A short orientation walk, an organised hotel meal and an early night usually protect the quality of the next morning. Coach compliance matters too. Edinburgh's low emission zone requires suitable vehicle standards, while parking restrictions and castle area access rules affect where pupils can board, unload and complete headcounts. These details feel minor until a coach is delayed, a group is standing in the rain and the first attraction slot is approaching. This is something Celtic Horizon Tours plans around when linking ferry times, coach movements and admission bookings. Food needs the same attention. Letting a large group buy lunch individually can consume an hour and weaken supervision. Packed lunches, pre-arranged group meals or accommodation dinners give you better timing and cost control. You should also budget for Edinburgh's visitor levy, which adds 5% to eligible paid accommodation stays from the 24th of July 2026, capped at the first 5 nights. Confirm the final treatment with the accommodation provider before approving the cost. A practical 2-day programme might begin with Edinburgh Castle, a structured Royal Mile walk and the National Museum. Day 2 can combine Dynamic Earth with the Scottish Parliament or a guided Old Town activity. Keep the final hour flexible for toilets, delays, headcounts and coach loading. One major attraction plus one nearby learning stop usually delivers more value than trying to cover the whole city. Independent planning is possible, but the difficulty lies between the bookings. Ferry check-in, driver hours, rooming lists, meals, accessibility requirements and attraction slots all need to work as one system. Celtic Horizon Tours can coordinate those moving parts while you retain control of the educational purpose and pupil preparation. When you are ready to plan Edinburgh with more confidence and less uncertainty, speak to Celtic Horizon Tours. We can bring the ferry, coach, accommodation and attraction timings into one practical, cost-aware program so you arrive prepared, move through the city calmly and give pupils a better experience from the first headcount to the journey home.